Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We had the fortune of meeting a guy named Ivan Meisner. Ivan, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
20 years. How about that?
That's a long time, man. When we did that first interview, I remember doing that interview in my house in Southern California.
Yeah.
At 5:30 in the morning, man. I was like, oh, my God.
Who is this crazy person?
Yeah.
This isn't going to last. I'm not going to keep doing this.
But doing it for 20 years.
I know. How about that? Well, thank you. I want to thank you and on behalf of my audience for all the wisdom, all the things you've taught us. That I quote you. I remind people, even when you're not here, I bring your wisdom to bear on a lot of the things we do. And your success story, your amazing success story, which, of course, kind of overlays your 20 years with us. I mean, not to try to glom on or anything, but I would never do anything.
Hey, I brought an international market to your show, though.
I would never do that. But anyway, thank you. Congratulations on the great success with Business Network International, BNI, and all the books. And thank you for all the time. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. I enjoy these shows. Oh, and keep coming back if I didn't really love it.
I know. Hey, Ivan, we're talking about disruption, folks. Are you being disrupted, yep, or are you the disruptor? And you gave us an example last segment about,
yeah,
Sears, and it's true, they couldn't see what was coming at them, and of course one of the classic examples is Kodak. You talked about that too, right?
I do. Kodak, you know, these are examples of companies that are just, they've gotten complacent and they're so satisfied with their product or their service that they're not looking around the corner. They're not looking over the hills. They're not looking in the future to see what's going on. Well, Kodak created the future. To me, that's the incredible shame of Kodak going under. I had a friend who retired from Kodak years ago, and he told me about some of the corporate blunders. But the one to me that was the biggest, and I didn't know this until he brought it to my attention, was that Kodak invented the digital camera.
Yeah.
they invented it in 19. When I researched this to see when, they got the patent on the digital camera in 1973.
Yep. But it didn't fit the paradigm of what a camera would be like. Because digital doesn't use film, that, right?
That's exactly it. So they got the patent they invented it in 73. They got the patent in 78. And they didn't want to disrupt their film industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so they licensed the rights to produce digital cameras to other companies because their film business was just too lucrative. And look what happened.
That's a similar story happened to the Swiss watch industry. They invented the quartz watch and then sold, yeah, it, I think, to Texas Instrument or some Japanese company back in the 70s because it didn't fit their paradigm about what a watch looked like. I mean, nobody is going to want to see a transparent cover over the back of a quartz watch. Nobody's going to want to see, yeah, all that. People want to see your watch whirling and spinning. That's what a watch is, yeah, supposed to do. Well, they sold it. Of course, you know what happened after that?
Yeah, those watches just took off like crazy. Yeah.
So the lesson is what do we have around us that the legacy things that you and I have that maybe we're currently using them and they were our savior a year ago, could they be our anchor around our neck this year, right?
They can be. I think sometimes what's in the way becomes the way. And the things that are actually in our way or we see them as a threat to us might be something that we want to actually look at to incorporate into the business or to lead the charge on. And that's really hard for businesses to do, to see something that's in the way and then incorporate that to lead the charge. So
right.
It's almost impossible for a lot of businesses. To me, the worst one was Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
that one's almost comical, because when you know, what I said in the article is when the winds of change swept through the video industry, Blockbuster was more like a brick than a weather vane. And in 2000, Netflix actually approached. Netflix actually approached Blockbuster with a request for Blockbuster to buy them out for roughly $50
million. Wow.
And Blockbuster turned them down. They did that twice. And Jim Keys at the time was the CEO, and he said that neither Redbox nor Netflix, I love this, are not even on the radar screen in terms of competition. Mm-hmm. And by the time Blockbuster saw that the new Netflix model was going to really impact them, they tried to copy it, but they couldn't. And today, Blockbuster is bankrupt.
Right.
And Netflix is worth over $100 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix and said, no, that's not
And they could have, which means that their business model would have completely flipped from physical to digital. They would have completely reinvented themselves. And that's the message for all of us out here on Main Street. The compression of time between change models, between one model and the next, the compression of time due to technology is happening so fast, it's taking our breath away, and it makes it hard for us to believe that this is really happening sometime. But we have to believe it, don't we, Ivan?
We do. We have to. The world's always changing, and that's very disruptive. We have to recognize that.
Faster than ever. We're going to come right back after the break and get some more wisdom from our good friend Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blessing. Does anybody really
know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.